Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner. On this show, I interview life coaches, business coaches, and other coaches to discuss all aspects of coaching and business. We'll also take your questions, and you might have the opportunity for live coaching right on the show. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz from Ingenuity Coaching. I help people transitioning from corporate America to entrepreneurship. My mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. If you're listening live and you want to call in with a question, the phone number is 646-929-2893. Again, that's 646-929-2893. We also have a live chat room right on the show page, so feel free to join in. My guest tonight, Sue Gillard, is an entrepreneur who has never had a job. The introduction to residual income through voiceover campaigns led Sue to become a real estate investor. McGraw-Hill published her first book, The Real Estate Millionaire, in 2005. Sue's recent book, Copy Editing and Proofreading for Dummies, was published in 2007. Sue currently leads seminars across the country on creating multiple streams of permanent residual income. Her Financial Freedom is Sexy seminar gets participants excited about creating profitable ventures from what they are already experts at. Sue's forthcoming book, Financial Freedom is Sexy, shares the inspired brainstorms and success stories of the entrepreneurs who took the proven principles of infopreneuring, also known as information entrepreneuring, and ran with them. Sue's current project is a creation of 15 millionaires in 5 years. She works with her millionaire mentor team to see what possibilities are in store for a financially free future. Sue is also a voiceover artist with national TV campaigns and Broadway credits. Sue Gillard, are you here?
I'm so with you, Andrew. That was lovely. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
My goodness. I think we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. You want to?
I would love to have some fun. We're going to have some fun tonight. So it's a very diverse background.
Yeah, it's an accidental background is the way that I like to talk about it, actually, Andrew, because I moved to New York to be an actor. That was my brilliant financial plan. That was the whole thing. And I just fell into doing voiceovers. I was fortunate that way. And that really was my introduction to do the work once, continue to get paid. And then, you know, you get used to it a little bit.
Oh.
So you get spoiled, I guess. So I had a campaign for Oil of Olay for quite a few years, and then when they yanked my product, it didn't have anything to do with me, it just had to do with they weren't able to capture market share, I thought, shoot, I better come up with a plan B that that allows me to be in the driver's seat of this residual income.
Hmm.
So that was back in the day, that was the 90s, I believe, and I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I'm so hoping that you and all of your listeners know.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite books.
Yeah, I feel like I have a kinship with Robert Kiyosaki, to be honest with you. And, you know, he just said very simply, two ways to create wealth, either own your own business or invest in real estate. And this is, you know, back before the internet was really interactive. I certainly wasn't going to own my own business, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, I was an actor. So I thought, all right, let me buy a little building. We called it the house that Olay built.
Yeah.
And fill it with the people who need housing the most, actors. And that's what we did, and we built a really lovely real estate business. Now it's a development company. And then a few years ago, the real estate market got a little too good. Do you remember back then?
Yes.
So I got nervous in the way that, I guess, in the way that mothers do. We get nervous when things are too good. So I was going to all those really spectacular seminars, the Millionaire Mind and the Enlightened Millionaire Institute. And, you know, you get really jazzed.
Sure.
And everybody was talking about internet wealth. And I said, you know, let me see what this is going to look like. So I was very coachable. I didn't know anything about the internet, but I started my first infopreneuring business out of what I was an expert in, and that's actually what I'd love to talk about tonight with you and all of your clients, because it sounds like everyone's shifting from corporate sector into identifying what you're passionate about,
mm-hmm.
and then creating a business system around it. So my day job when I was pursuing acting was I was a proofreader. Very glamorous, I know.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah. I know. It actually was kind of wonderful because wherever I was in the country, Andrew, they would just, Random House would send me the Da Vinci Code or Sex for the Clueless, that was a fun one, or cookbooks, which made my husband think that maybe someday there was hope that I could cook something, you know, and people would just ask me, people in my cast, hey, can you teach me how to proofread? So imagine how much time that took, right? Mm-hmm. And after a while, someone smarter than me said, Sue, why don't you write this down? Write this down so you don't have to keep saying it over and over. So I did, and we created my first website, which is called paidtoproofread.com.
Paidtoproofread.com?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Is that still with us?
Yeah, it is, actually. And at paidtoproofread, here's what we did, and I would love to sort of have your listeners play along on the call, because we identified, okay, great, people want to know how to get paid to read books, but they also need to know the skill. So let's write a book about that. Let's give them a free download, completely free, in exchange for your email address.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you the introduction of the book as a PDF, right? So how much did that cost us?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
10 cents.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was sweat equity, right? We put it together, and then there's an email for you instantly. So, and usually about 15 minutes after our clients would download the free introduction, which was basically telling you, here's what's in the book, they'd come back and buy the whole book for $24.99. And that went on for quite a few years until finally, you know the Dummies people, those yellow cover books? So they said, you know what, Sue, why don't you write a book for us? Why don't you write proofreading for Dummies? And I said, well, does it matter that I've never had a job? Like, I've never had a job in publishing, first of all, but I've never really had a job. I'm not really your credible girl, you know? I didn't go to graduate school. I don't have an advanced English degree. And they said, no, you have thousands of people that have literally downloaded AIR from your website and paid for it. We know those same people would buy an entire actual virtual book, 372 pages of it for $19.99. We need you to write this book. So that was a really great lesson, because the day that I was on ABC, you know, because, right, Andrew, I'm quote-unquote legitimate because I have a legitimate book now.
Sure.
I'm on ABC, and then that hour, more than 2,000 people went to paidtoproofread.com, downloaded the e-book for $25.
Wow.
So thus, by accident, sort of a new career and a new passion for me was born, which is, let's identify what my millionaire mentor team and everybody in my Financial Freedom is Sexy seminars, let's identify what you're amazing at. I mean, like, you know, either what you're passionate about or what people are always asking you about. Maybe you're the person who has beautiful skin. Maybe you're that guy that you walk into a bar and the best-looking woman always buys you a drink, you know? Let's see if we can create a business around that, infopreneuring, find your niche on the internet, make it profitable through products, information, and services, and then literally have that permanent residual income come in that is by your own design, that is not based on someone else.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been the most fun journey. So I don't know how interactive tonight's call is, but what we like to do in the Financial Freedom is Sexy seminars is I usually have everybody write down, like, what are five things that you're absolutely passionate about or an absolute expert in? Like, people just always come to you for what? I mean, for you, it's easy, I think, Andrew. People come to you for coaching.
Among other things, you'd be
surprised
at some of the things they come to me for.
I wouldn't mind hearing about that. If you want to play with me tonight, and if you want your listeners to really get to know you better, what else are you amazing at, or what else do people consider you an expert in?
Well, believe it or not, you know what I'm actually amazing at? I am a ridiculously fast typist.
Mm.
I can type over 100 words a minute. And I actually created a mnemonic typing system that doubles or triples my speed depending on what I'm working with.
Okay, that is so huge because the entire world needs to know about this.
Mm.
Everybody's gone digital. Can you teach it?
I believe so, yes.
What should we call it? Let's give it a .com.
Okay. Hopefully whoever's listening is not going to run out and steal us .com.
Well, nobody can type like you. They can't steal
That's
your
true.
Idea because they aren't
really,
you. So it's really based on your own brand. So
okay.
Like SuperType, TypeZing.
SuperType.
Do you know what I mean? Like Quickest Lightning, Lightning Type, Type It Right. Type It Right is actually not bad.
Type It Right.
Hmm. Mm. But I want speed to be in there. You know, like, so give me some synonyms for speed, lightning, jackrabbit.
The Flash.
Yeah, right?
one of my favorite cartoon characters.
Well,
characters.
I can already see the homepage of this website in my mind.
Uh-huh.
So the Flash typist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could appeal to sort of the drone secretary market by saying, you know, getoutofworkearly.com.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, because that's going to appeal to that people are going to find your site by accident because of
mm-hmm.
that name.
Sure.
So let's see. We go to getoutofworkearly.com, and we see at the top probably a picture of you, because you're a nice-looking fella.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe with about 8 seconds of streaming video on you. You know, welcome to Get Out of Work Early, the site that you need to run out to the Hamptons by 4 o'clock every day, because I want to show you how you can type over 100 words per minute and stun absolutely everyone. Come meet some of my clients. And then it switches from you, Andrew, to maybe someone who is not your gender, not your color, not your dialect, not your age group, so that if whoever it is that first came to your site doesn't relate to you, there's a chance that they'll relate to the first testimonial who says, I can't thank Andrew enough. He totally changed. I used to be on the computer 9 hours a day. Now it's 1 hour a day. I get everything done, and I go and I live my life.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then probably underneath that little streaming video at getoutofworkearly.com, you have top three things you need to know to be super efficient and bag that day job. And then I don't know what would your top three hints be. Do you have top three hints to be super fast, 100 word per minute typist?
Well, the first one, my raw speed is, I have no idea why I can type that fast other than that I can. But the tricks that I've learned, that I've created, is kind of essential to that, is to be able to really create this. I created this system. I call it a mnemonic typing system, meaning I have keywords. I have keystrokes that do so much of my typing for me that I sometimes have many words in a row. I've done entire paragraphs in 6 or 7 characters.
Oh, that's so great.
So the more that I'm working with words and phrases and et cetera that I know, the faster it goes. And if you watch me doing it, it's actually insane looking.
And that's wonderful, because probably what you discover as a coach, like what most people discover in whatever line of work they're in, a lot of the themes of what you say on a daily basis repeat. Not in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's so much more efficient to have something already set up that is a shortcut. I happen to love the word mnemonic, but we are not going to keep it in your keywords because no one can spell it.
probably not.
So we'll do top three things that will teach you to use your time efficiently so you can be at the beach. And then there's 1, 2, 3 things, and then click here for the full list, exclamation point. And then when they click there, with one click, tacitly, you can ask for someone's information, their contact information
mm-hmm.
on the website. And so that's what you'll do. Download the entire PDF, complimentary, of tricks you need to know right now to get your typing speed up to par and totally efficient. That's how you get their information. Yeah?
Sure.
Should we write an ebook about this?
I think that might be a good idea.
Is it okay if we write an ebook in a day, Andrew?
Yes,
Let's talk about how to do that, shall we?
Okay.
So it's going to be... And the title of your book is?
Did we come up with the title yet?
Oh, I guess we should do that.
Yeah.
So something like Supertype.
Supertype.
Right. Or Type It Quick. You know.
Flash Typist.
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds kind of naked, doesn't it? But that's okay.
Naked works. You know,
yeah,
sex and
true.
Money, they sell.
Flash Typist.
Yeah, perfect. Flash Typist. That's what we're going to call it. Now, here's what you'll do. You'll write down 10 salient points that will turn into the chapters of your book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So for you, it's going to be like prep work. It's going to be mnemonics. Now, people who have less specific topics than yours, let's say they're an absolute expert in yoga,
mm-hmm.
they could take their 10 salient points and do them throughout the day. Right? Like, so when is the best time of day to do a downward facing dog versus a sun salutation? Or they can take it through the seasons. What kind of yoga or what kind of health and nutrition or what kind of makeup or what kind of relationships are you going to be dealing with in the winter and the spring? So if you're like, I don't know, I don't have 10 salient points, it's easier to look at it in terms of chronology, either day till night or seasons of life. So, for example, if you're a an expert in, I don't know, relationships or food, then you can talk about, okay, the first time that I really need to deal with food on my own is when I'm in college. And then what happens when I have roommates? And what happens when I'm on my own in the big city? What happens when I couple with someone, when I have kids, right? So you can do your 10 salient points in terms of chronology. And then you write down your 10 salient points, and then I want one juicy anecdote about each. Now, this is something I think is really cool about the Internet, Andrew. It used to be a generation ago, or when I was a kid growing up, that the expert was the someone who had the most amount of letters after usually his name, right, and had been published in X amount of journals and,
right.
and was an academic scholar. Today, the Internet has literally turned that on its head. Today, we are more captivated by the renegade, by the person who not only didn't graduate from college, but maybe didn't even go to college. We want the person who was the underdog, who has triumphed in spite of, not because of. So
you're talking about me. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, of course I'm talking about you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I went to college. I didn't make it to the end.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Finally, somebody would say that to me.
I'll tell you what. If you and I want to make a lot of money, we can do one of two things. We can either
yes.
found a university or we can found a religion. Those are good. Those are possible.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about those another
okay.
time.
Sure. All right.
So what? We're gonna do one juicy anecdote for each of your 10 salient points. Can you come up with one juicy anecdote about each of your 10 salient points, or one like total delicious trick or tip?
I would imagine I could if I sat down and thought about
it. Yeah, you
them.
Could probably do
sure.
it. It would probably take you about an hour, the whole thing.
Sure.
And then do you have a friend who's a really good listener, one nice, quiet friend?
Yes, I believe I can come up with a couple of listening friends.
Excellent. So invite one of them to lunch,
mm-hmm.
put an MP3 recorder between you, and talk your 10 salient points with your juicy anecdotes in between. The free download, exclamation point, is the why me part. Why is Andrew the only person on the planet that can teach you to type it like Flash? Okay? And then you can give it to someone who transcribes, or because you're such a fast typist, you can probably type your own recording.
Yep.
Take out the ums and the ahs and the sound of you chewing and such like that. There you go. There's your ebook. It took about a day.
Wow.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
I think you should do that. And I don't want it to be the highest common denominator, because on the Internet, what actually appeals to people better is them seeing themselves in you.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want you to be perfect on the Internet.
So I can actually have like a video of my hands and include all the mistakes.
Yeah, and you know, in fact, what we just did with Paid to Proofread, what we're rolling out next week, is I've been leading seminars called Make Six Figures Reading Books for about 10 years, where I teach people all the steps to that's in my book, that's in Paid to Proofread. And I've been getting emails lately, really nice emails from Phoenix and Singapore saying, when are you coming here to lead that seminar? And finally, someone smarter than me said, why don't you put that on video? Just did. We have 6 modules. It's coming out. Our beta testing is coming out in September, and it comes with additional proofreading tests and additional proofreading testimonials from some of my favorite students and people who've done it without my assistance, and it's going to be accessible worldwide. So you should absolutely do that, because you'll create it once, and you'll continue to get paid on it.
You know, I actually have a friend who he's a professional proofreader right now, and he works for, I'm not sure, it might be McGraw-Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love for him to hear how he can make a lot more money than he's making right now.
That would be lovely. I mean, I, you know, and the thing is, I'm not interested in money for its own sake. I'm not... Labels don't make sense to me. I mean, if that's
mm-hmm.
your thing, if that's anyone's thing, that's totally fine. But I just look at it as access to choice and dignity.
Yes.
We're really the first generation that is completely has every choice available to us, because you can choose the identity you want to create on the Internet. If I'm a woman in any generation except this one, I'm going to have limitations placed on me. But nobody knows who I am or what I am, and all of my Internet sites, many of my Internet sites, I'm completely anonymous. I'm not part of them. But because it's such an attractive way to create invisible commerce, how can I turn that down?
About how many of those do you think you have?
Websites?
Yeah.
I have 6.
6?
Yeah. And what we try to do, and this is sort of the conversation about getting to residual with each of my millionaire mentors, we really want the websites to run seamlessly and effortlessly while you're in Fiji.
Yeah.
So if you take a look at Page to Proofread, which is my simplest website, Page to Proofread, I'm not a part of it. I don't exist on it. We put together a frequently asked questions page based on the first year, the emails that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I got an email with a question, that question went up on the FAQ page. So we stopped getting those emails. You see?
Great.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. But let's go back to you and the typing, because I think it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So the first way that you can monetize the site is you can have information. Information, sweat equity, it takes time to get there, but then once you put the information up there, hopefully you'll get paid on it multiple times, maybe many times, Andrew, yeah?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what really makes a site profitable is product, because information is something that you're going to need to continue to put up there. By the way, one of the cool things about information is it's not limited to just you. So think about what experts might complement your platform. What experts might you want to have on getoutofworkearly.com who are going to help drive traffic to that website, either by writing a blog or a one-off article?
I'm blanking on that.
Yeah, well, it's tricky because in a very good way, what we chose for you is very, very specific.
Yes.
So maybe there's someone whose skills complement yours, but in a different or a complementary field. Maybe there's someone who can write a blog on your site about navigating the internet quickly and efficiently for exactly what you're looking for. Because people who come to your site are looking for speed and efficiency.
Right. Now, and by the way, that's another one of the things I'm really great at is finding anything.
Good. So part of this great conversation is you start to identify, my gosh, I'm good at everything. In a good way, you know?
Yeah, I have like four or five things that I'm really, really good at that I just happen to do all the time.
What else do you have besides the cool, nifty typing thing, which, by the way, I like a lot?
Okay. Well, see, I taught myself how to play guitar.
Mm. Now, that's a really fun one because when I think about someone who teaches themselves to play guitar, I think about someone I want to date. Now, you want to keep in mind that I am 5 weeks away from giving birth with my third child, so don't worry, I don't want to date you.
I'm very disappointed to hear that, because after I saw your picture and I'm hearing your voice, which is like butter, believe me, if you were single right now, you'd be in big trouble.
Thank you. Well, on the internet, I am single and slim forever.
Okay.
But, you know, so I would be interested on a learn-to-play-guitar site on, like, learn-to-do-it-yourself. So, boom, that immediately hits the I'm on a budget people. That immediately hits passionate musicians, broke musicians. And that immediately hits people who want to be cooler. So here's what I see. I see that the guy who learns guitar then needs to go out and have social skills because women, when he's playing in some dive or in some band, women are going to be all over him.
Yes.
And he needs to know how to act in those situations. So you might have an image consultant or an etiquette consultant on a site where you learn to play guitar, which seems like a totally bizarre juxtaposition, but makes perfect sense when you take I learned to play guitar, therefore, to its conclusion.
Hmm.
You see, so that's how we can make something broader, bring traffic into your site. You're still going to remain pure. You're still going to be the expert who is going to teach you guitar. Listen, learn to play guitar, and then you have a testimonial on that streaming video at the top. It's like, okay, so I came to the site because I wanted to learn guitar, but what I ended up with was the world's hottest girlfriend. How can I thank you, Andrew?
Good question.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you start with something really niche, really specific, and then by bringing in experts, so you don't have to work hard, because again, my whole theme is work smart, not hard, bring in experts, and the reason the experts are going to want to speak with you and they're going to want to be on your website is because the holy grail of the internet is
You there? Hello?
Oh, my goodness.
There you are.
I'm sorry, I muted. When did you lose me?
About 12 seconds before you said that. You went completely silent, and I thought maybe I hit the wrong button.
Oh, no, sorry. I muted while I was getting all excited about your guitar future, like picking up people on the streets.
I think you've muted again.
No, I'm back.
There you go.
What were we just talking about?
Is that the old ear against the mute button trick?
No, actually, I'm on a headset. That's
weird.
I'm going to stop playing with the phone.
Okay.
What were we just... Oh, so I want you to have experts on your site because I don't want you to work that hard. I want you to work smart rather than hard. Have experts in because the holy grail of internet is traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So the more other people, information, stuff, new content you have on your website, Andrew, which is called Guitar Gets Girls.
Yeah, Guitar Gets Girls.
Right? I'm going to switch phones. Hang on one sec. Don't go away.
Okay. Please hold on, listeners, while Sue changes her phone.
You know what's so amazing is you can have like a crazy presence on the internet, and technologically you can be a complete lost cause like me. So what we're doing is we're getting experts. Now, who in the land of learning to play guitar, because you learned how to play guitar, who's your guru or who do you really emulate or who do you think is cool and nifty?
I'm not sure if I understand the question. Who do I...
Let's say that your platform that we're creating for you here, Andrew, is I teach people how to play guitar.
Yeah.
Who's amazing at that?
Who's amazing at teaching people how to play guitar?
Yeah.
I don't honestly know. I have looked at a few sites where they teach guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I've downloaded a couple of intro classes because I've wanted to see if there if I wanted to teach somebody how to play the guitar. I actually don't know how to do that. I've taught myself, but
Can you teach others the way you taught yourself?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Oh, this could be fun because one thing you can do is you can teach someone and just put a video camera on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and when you say something brilliant, that's going to go onto your website.
Mm.
And if you never say anything brilliant, well, you know what? You have five other great ideas for five other websites.
This is true.
Right. But what's really cool about the idea of having someone who already has a platform that you respect, especially if that person is not your color, not your gender, not your age group, not your background, is that you can ask them, request a mentor-mentee relationship, literally learn based on the path that they've already taken, and help share their clientele with your clientele.
Mm.
So you'll see a lot. There are some really wonderful partnerships that have happened, unexpected partnerships that happen through that the internet facilitates quite easily.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for all these websites that you're starting.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do one at a time.
Let's get to that. I'd like to ask you about who does these websites?
Oh, well, you know, that's a great question. And my web guys, as I affectionately refer to them, my web guys were so good that, of course, I partnered with them.
Mm,
so I have a website. Yeah, I have a website development company. It's called Maximum Websites. We do front end. We do back end. We focus on the back end because I think that things like e-commerce, search engine optimization, whether through SEO or SEM, search engine marketing, and having a content management system are actually the things that completely set you free.
Right.
So I always look to systemize my businesses, or I should say, I don't know how to systemize, Andrew. I just know how to adapt effective systems. So I'm always looking for the best system that runs completely without me. So we always begin with the end in mind. Right, that's what Maximum Websites, if I could say one thing that my guys specialize in, it is that. It's creating your entire platform. It's going through this conversation that you and I are having,
mm-hmm.
really identifying what am I an expert in. The flip side of that, what am I dreadful at? And that's how you're going to identify your team.
Yes.
Right, I mean, you really have to celebrate the things that you stink at. I stink at everything administrative. I feel like it sucks my soul dry. So I have the world's greatest administrative team. Not only are they terrific at it, they love it. It suits their personalities, and I can go off and focus on the things that I love to do and that people look to me for. And that's a good thing for you as well, especially when you're in a coaching business. What about your coaching business doesn't work for you? Who can you strategically partner with? Who's going to complement you and make it all fun? Right, so Maximum Websites, what we do there is we set up demos for our clientele, free of charge, just to give you an idea first, get you familiar with what's possible on the internet, because many people still don't know that it's an endless potential audience, and it's very different than any generation before. You know, my dad had a camera store on 13th Street, and he would just have to wait until someone walked into the camera store. He tried to advertise in the trades. Hopefully the right person would see it and the right person would walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Today there's a huge paradigm shift. I'm not going to bother anyone who's not specifically looking for what I have to offer. Because when you type in get paid to read books at Google, paidtoproofread.com is the first thing that comes up in your natural listings. And I'm not going to bother people who want to write books instead,
mm-hmm.
or people who want to copy edit. Right? So you can get that specific, and it obliterates the fear of, but I don't like to sell.
Right. I actually put myself in that category.
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes to sell because selling, I mean, I think...
Well, that's not true. People who sell love to sell.
Well, I think
I know
selling,
people love selling.
I think the idea of selling is like promoting stuff that you don't believe in. That's what people think of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can't
absolutely.
Shut up about financial freedom because it's changed my life. You know, like it's allowing me to have this kid and do literally nothing all summer. And I mean nothing. I watched St. Elmo's Fire and About Last Night today. You know, and not feel guilty that I'm not productive because I did the work and I don't ever have to think about it again. That's what I want for my friends and family.
So you have quite a lot of things, I guess you could say, outsourced.
Yeah, I'm lazy. You know, I'm just, it makes sense when there is an internet and there are systems out there to not be a one-man band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard for us as entrepreneurs because I'm sure you see this as a coach all the time. Like, I'm the entrepreneur, I'm doing everything. You know Michael Gerber's exceptional book, The E-Myth?
I have not read it.
If you have the opportunity to read it, it's really great. It doesn't have anything to do with the internet, Andrew, but he talks about setting up systems because when you start any new venture, you are the president and you are the janitor. Right?
Correct, yes.
And he teaches you how to move from that to the level where you're really only putting in the value for what only you can provide. Like you as a coach, what can only you provide in your business to your clients?
What can only I provide? Well, I mean, I'm sure other coaches can as well. But
no, I mean,
in your business,
what do people look to you for? Not comparing you to anyone else, but I mean, within your business, what do people really come to you for?
People come to me for ideas, for reflection, for getting them juiced, for getting them to think of things they weren't going to think of, but that was there waiting to be found.
Mm, beautiful. How much of your time as a coach in and on your business do you spend doing that?
Just the actual coaching hours.
Right, and would you be happier if you spent more time doing that and less time doing the setting up the website and getting the clientele and making sure that the things are in place and noise?
Absolutely.
Right. So we want to shift your business model to 95% of your time. You're doing what people come to Andrew for and what Andrew's passionate about and why he started his coaching business to begin with. And then 5% of your time, because nothing in life is perfect, you're going to be handling and deflecting noise, which is the other stuff.
Mm.
So the quicker we identify what you love to do and what you don't love to do, the easier it's going to be to get to the place where Andrew's living the closest to an ideal life.
Go, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, and that's my hope for every entrepreneur, because where you get stuck is in all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you start off, you're passionate, you're driven. Most entrepreneurs are very type A personality in terms of we're great at starting and we stink at finishing.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to make sure that there are systems in place or people in place, accountability in place, to make sure that you will finish even if you run out of steam.
And what are some ways that you might do that?
I'm huge on team. If I had to do anything alone, nothing would get done. So I have a millionaire mentor team right now, and this is the big game that we're playing, and that's all it is. It's a game. I don't know if it's going to work. But it's 15 millionaires, 15 millionaire entrepreneurs in 5 years. And it's all of us taking these ideas that we're passionate about and creating systems around them. So I'll give you a few examples, if that's okay.
Sure.
I have an old friend named Kristen Huffman. We met in a musical theater class in the 90s, Andrew. And since then, she went on to, she won a Tony Award last year for her performance in Company. They won the Best Revival on Broadway. And she's always been a wonderful hostess. She was Miss Ohio. She was the runner-up to Miss America. That paid for her graduate school. She's a very talented musician. So as a day job, she was teaching voice and piano. while she was waiting for her big Broadway break. So the big Broadway break comes. They win the Tony. 2 days later, they post notice that the show is closing.
Mm.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
And she said, I really don't want to go back to teaching. I'm trading time for money. I love my kids, but I'm also chained to it. You know, I have to teach, otherwise I don't make money. So I was like, excellent, Kristen. What are you an absolute expert in? What do people come to you for? She said, I can make anybody feel comfortable at a party. I just love walking into a new room with new people. Makes sense, right? She's auditioned her whole life.
Yes.
She needs to make them love her quickly. So she created a whole system called the Powerful Image Seminars. Another thing she's really passionate about is giving back and not-for-profit organizations and being able to be of assistance in a philanthropic kind of a way. So she creates the Powerful Image Seminars, and she partners with experts in every field. She partners with health experts, with cosmetics experts, and then she finds not-for-profits and does events for them where she, of course, you know, she has cachet because she has the Broadway and the Miss Ohio thing. She comes in, does an event, charges for the event that goes for the not-for-profit, and then has product on the back end in every field imaginable, from pet products to customizable, cutting-edge, Broadway-level cosmetics to health and nutrition stuff for her health and nutrition. She's basically brokering out every product line that's a trillion-dollar industry. She and her team profit from the product that's moved. The admission price goes to the not-for-profit, and it's a very win-win situation because there's also buzz created around whatever organization they're focusing on that evening or that day. So the Powerful Image Seminars has taken Kristen as a person and her interpersonal skills and her business acumen to a whole new level, but now you're starting to see Powerful Image Seminars in places where Kristen is not, because she's franchised herself.
Well, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And it's you're going to hear a lot more about in the future, because she's one of our leaders on the Millionaire Mentor team, and she's just one example. And if it weren't for these ideas and her being open to it and coachable and reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad and reading The 1 Minute Millionaire and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all this, she would still, and there's nothing wrong with this, she would still be trading time for money. But eventually, when you do that, you run out of both.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. When you talk a lot about creating team and outsourcing things that you don't want to do, when you get started with something and you don't have the resources yet, what are some of the things you can do to create that?
Oh, that's the best question ever. Awesome. So are you familiar with Facebook?
Absolutely. I'm Mr. Facebook.
Andrew, how much does it cost to create a fan page on Facebook?
$0.
$0. So how do we know that your learn to play guitar idea, which you and I think is fantastic and brilliant, mm-hmm. how do we know that anyone else is going to be interested in it? Well, build yourself a completely free Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you want to do is send a Facebook notification to, you know, in your case, 5,000 of your nearest and dearest, and say, okay, guys, here's what we've done. We've created Learn to Play Guitar, and here's my first module. Can you do me a favor? Can you shoot me? If you have a story about you learning to play guitar by yourself, send it to me, because I'm doing a contest for the first page of my website, and you might win it. If you're someone who really wants to learn guitar, or you know someone who really wants to learn a guitar, can you forward this on to them? That's an amazing thing about Facebook, is it literally compounds to the nth degree, right? Because
sure.
your group of friends, your 1,000 friends, each has 1,000 friends. So it goes out virally very, very quickly. So you want to see if that platform is going to take, if it's going to bite, if people are going to respond to it, if it is controversial or topical enough for you now. If you get 2 answers back within 2 weeks, you might want to stop looking in the guitar area, and you might want to start looking into the super fast type get out of work early area.
Right.
So there are ways to test market your business idea even before you spend a dollar or even an hour researching how do I create the best web platform for myself. And I'm a very big fan of getting, you know, there are platforms like Ning, which I think is wonderful, and then there's the old school stuff, LinkedIn and MySpace, and, you know, Twitter's gaining in popularity, but most people don't know how to use it yet. So there are ways to capture people's interest as long as you're providing value for free first. Yeah, which, of course, you do. You do it on every platform. You can see it on your website.
Sure.
So So, and that's what I encourage everybody to do. We all start with sweat equity. We want to make sure that the idea is going to fly, and we want to take the idea through to fruition. So one of the games that the Millionaire Mentors will play with you is design your five-year dream. So it is 5 years from today. It is August 20-whatever, 2014. Mm-hmm. And I, Andrew Poritz, am so happy and grateful that. And then you design everything about your life, including what's happening in that particular business, including where you're located that day. And then we work a plan backwards so that it's very, very clear what needs to happen a year from today, 6 months from today, and today to just carve out that path. But it all starts with an idea,
right,
a platform, and then testing the market for free in the unlimited Wild West of Internet 2.0.
Love it. You know, by the way, I a couple of months ago, I co-hosted a party that I ripped off, you might say, from Jack Canfield, a Come As You Hope to Be in 5 Years party.
Oh, that's terrific.
At 2014, actually.
Yeah, how did you look?
I don't think we're friended on Facebook yet, which we should be, but I have some videos of that party where I was wearing a kind of goofy wig, and it was basically a talk show host slash famous coach slash author, et cetera. And I interviewed everybody, not everybody, but most of the people at the party, as if it were 5 years from now.
So great.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to 5 years from now because I won't be pregnant.
Ah. Well, if you are, that might be a business right there. The whole
you know, website. one of my favorite ideas for a website, which I will get around to one day, is being an absolute expert in drug-free and drug-full childbirth, which I am. I've done both. And
you've done both.
Yeah. I just gotta tell you, Andrew, go drugs, man. Seriously, winos on the street, I'm like, how you doing, baby? If someone gets a new Broadway show, I don't say congratulations. I say epidural.
Epidural. Okay, I'm with you.
So, you know, you can be an absolute expert. I know that people would be more interested in hearing my story than they would an RN or an OBGYN because I lived through it both ways.
Sure.
And there are lots of women like me. So, you know, just there's goofy stuff. While you're sitting on the subway, just be thinking of what life experience do I have that I can cast in a specific light that people will be interested in. So, for example, drug-full and drug-free childbirth, it's a very specific market. Pregnant women and people who are looking to become pregnant are going to be interested. People who are already moms will not. So you already know where you're going to target with keywords.
Right.
You know where you're going to target. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
One of the homework assignments I'd like to give you and everybody listening on the call is once you've figured out what you're an absolute expert in, super fast typing, guitarist, coaching, go on the internet and find yourself. Find your competition.
Mm-hmm.
See what you can see, what's already out there, and then you can do my favorite, R&D. You know,
rip off and duplicate.
Yeah, bingo.
Yes.
Because the internet is a system of duplication. And check it out. If you find a learn-to-play guitar website where they already have and then meet the hot babe of your life and Budweiser is already advertising on that website, right? So
yes.
You can start to get an idea. You'd be like, you know what? Let me see if Guinness is going to be interested. Let me see if Anheuser-Busch is going to, right? So, and that's another thing is a couple other things that I don't know if we need to get into tonight, but suffice it to say, we want your website presence to get to the place where you are offering consumable products and ongoing services, because
mm-hmm.
that's what makes it residual.
Yeah.
You sell something once and people continue to buy it, and affiliate marketing where you have either other companies advertising on your website, or let's say, Andrew, you write an article about the tools you need to get started as a guitarist, and you recommend a specific guitar, and then that links to Guitar Center, and Guitar Center pays you every time somebody purchases through that link.
Very good.
And that's fairly basic. Most people know how to do that. Three years ago when I was talking about that, people thought I had two heads. But now everyone's like, yes, you know, I can be tracked, and even though I'm an individual, I should get paid on every dollar I'm spending, and I should get paid on every recommendation I'm making. And that's what's happening with our Millionaire Mentor team and anyone who's setting up a website these days.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's a whole, I mean, that's, you know, that's part two of Financial Freedom is Sexy, and then when we start working with our Millionaire Mentors, they start actually learning those basic principles
mm-hmm.
just so that they can monetize their site more quickly. But a big question that we start off with is, Where does the money come from? Where does the profit come from? Where does the ongoing residual come from? And it's things like affiliates.
Right. By the way, I just want to reiterate to anybody listening, if you'd like to ask Sue a question, call in right now, 646-929-2893. Obviously, if you're not listening live, don't call. this will be available in replay.
Exactly. Like, how would you know if you're listening live?
if it's Thursday, August 28th, between 9:30 and 27th. Now that the show got me doing it. 27th. If the 27th between 9:30 and 10:30, you're listening live. And if it's not that date, you're living in the past.
I just saw Time Traveler's Wife, so it's entirely possible someone might jump onto this call after we're gone.
That could happen.
So this is kind of exciting. What else are you an expert in? It seems like you got a whole Pandora's box of good stuff.
What else am I an expert at? I'm probably an expert at Frank Sinatra.
Well, that's really going to be delicious.
I am. Okay. He's my singing mentor. I don't know if you know that I sing, or at least I did before recent surgery. Hopefully that will happen again. But I'm also a self-taught singer, and I used as a model of singing Sinatra. And I have become quite an expert in his career. And I'm talking about his musical career. I'm not very interested in his salacious stories, but just his discography and all the things he's done as a musician that really were tremendous.
And there's a whole host of directions you can go on that. So that obviously is going to link beautifully with your self-taught guitar website, right then and there. And then you're going to be interested in Sinatra, but you're probably going to partner with someone who's an absolute expert in Elton John. And then you'll partner with someone else who's an absolute expert in the Beatles.
That's also me, by the way, but that's another story. My three icons are the Beatles, Elvis, and Sinatra.
Oh, well, there you go. So, you know, you can have all sorts of partnerships, and you can have really fun online contests and things like that. And, of course, your contests are going to be able to net the winner a complimentary coaching session with Coach Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
So everything can really blend in beautifully, depending on how anonymous or how public you want each of your sites and each of your identities to be.
Yeah, I would imagine some of them, I may not necessarily want people to link me in their minds, with all of these things together. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of anonymity myself. I would rather be that person on the beach or in the Hamptons than the one who's out having a crazy speaking career and having a million people email me and ping me and stuff like that.
Sure.
So you can create whatever identity you want. I have a friend who wrote a book called an e-book called How to Marry a Rich Man, and posted it on the internet, and people were able to download it, everything that you and I just spoke about earlier, and then got an email from a woman saying, I'd really like to interview you for a radio show. So the radio show hostess got a phone call from my friend Tyrone, who was the author of the book, who had written the book as a woman, and she just, luckily for her, Tyrone, she found that hilarious, so she wanted to interview him, having ghostwritten the book as a woman on the internet.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, and you can do that too, so create whatever identity you want. You know,
I want to learn how to marry the sister of the rich man.
You don't want to marry rich, you'll get what you pay for, believe me.
Oh, okay.
You just want to be the rich one so that you can marry a person because it makes you happy. But this is one of the things that I guess when I speak to women's groups in particular, when I say that the internet completely levels the playing field, if you want to know what life is like to live as a man, then create a website and a platform that you're a man, the end. Take some stock photo off the internet, whoever you think is attractive or appealing to your audience, and then see if that's going to drive traffic, see if that's going to be the thing. You know, because you cannot have an excuse anymore, no matter who you are. If you want to create for yourself a viable business system and be an entrepreneur, there's nothing that can stop you, whether it be your age, your gender, your color, your education, your background, the way you talk.
I love that attitude.
And it's fun. It's so fun. So that's been the journey so far. So this the Millionaire Mentorship, what we do in our seminars and what we do in conversations like this is we're looking for the next person, because most everyone, Andrew, will listen to our conversation tonight and say, wow, that's really cool, great ideas, and then go on with their lives. So I'm really looking for that one, maybe two people that say, you know what, these are my five concepts. Here are my 10 salient points. She said read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'm going to read that next. She said read The 1 Minute Millionaire. I'm going to read The 1 Minute Millionaire. And then I'm going to reach out and contact Sue and see what does it take to be part of the Millionaire Mentor team. That's the person that I'm looking for.
That sounds amazing.
That's fun.
It's and I've read both those books, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Come on. You're like super coach. I just saw on your website that you're a fan of Tony Robbins. We just did a seminar for his power team. And, you know, you want to talk about just walking into a room full of possibility. You know, everybody, just one big yes. That's, you know, and that's another nice thing about what financial freedom provides is, with the exception of your family, you really get to dictate who you spend your time with. You know, I see the effect of my friends who live in cubicles. They don't have choice about who they surround themselves with on a daily basis. And I know that my only greatness can be attributed to what I'm saying and who's listening to me and bouncing off me. So I encourage everybody on the call to be really mindful about who you spend your time with. Are you spending time with yeses or are you spending time with noes?
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that don't, you know, if you let them get into your skin, under your skin, they're not contributing to your future.
Yes. Yeah. Usually you can call that person mom, but it depends. You know, my mom is spectacular, but she also is, I think a part of her is wondering, when is my daughter going to get a job, you know?
It's kind of funny, really.
Yeah. It's a paradigm shift. It's a lot to ask someone in their 60s to understand what's happening with the Internet revolution.
So how does somebody find you and get in touch with you and create this possibility?
Well, SueGilad.com is a good place to start. My website, it's my name, SueGilad.com, like the workout dude. And then I believe next month, Financial Freedom is Sexy, the ebook, is coming out because so many people have asked me so many times, and now we do have enough momentum with our Millionaire Mentor team to be able to share their genesis, their stories, and where they're at in the journey. And actually, Andrew, the reason we're doing this as an ebook is twofold. First, because all the principles you and I just spoke about and the platform, but also because we haven't done it yet. We are in the process of creating 15 millionaires in 5 years. And so when we finish that project, that undertaking, successfully, we'll write the legitimate book and we'll be on the legitimate, I'm doing air quotes right now, media circus. And, you know, but in the meantime, I want people to join us in the journey because that's the story. The story is not the success. The story is how you got there.
Mm.
So that's what we've been up to. And it's the most fun I've ever had in my life, I must tell you.
Have you done audible versions of your books?
I did an audio version of Paid to Proofread, but how do you do that? I mean, the skill is about writing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And finding boo-boos. So I had an audio version of The Real Estate Millionaire, I think, but, you know, that was McGraw-Hill, so they had specifics on, oh my gosh, I don't even remember now. They had specifics on how we could and couldn't promote it, but Financial Freedom is Sexy will also be an audio, yes.
Because your voice I can listen to all night.
Oh, thank you. That's
You're welcome.
Very kind.
I'm a big, big fan of the audiobook. I have a subscription to audible.com, and I have
Wow, do you have a car?
I would consider getting a car just so I can listen to this.
When I lead seminars in other places in the country, I need to tone down my stories of who I meet on the subway because they just look at me blankly. But when I talk about cars, everyone nods and smiles.
Well, this being, you know, I've been a Manhattanite since 1985, where either you're very wealthy or very poor if you have a car. I'm not sure why that is.
It's true.
For some reason, all the people who have, like, no money have cars, and all the people who have lots of money have cars, and the rest of us, like, it's just too much of a bother to have a car on a daily basis. So if I need one, I rent one. But for the most part, I take the subway, and so you'll see me with my little MP3 player, my non-iPod. I'm one of those. Non-iPod.
So
I'm like the one guy who doesn't have an iPod. And I have to have the other brand. And I have, in fact, you mentioned the Millionaire Mind. I have the entire Millionaire Mind intensive on CDs, which I converted into MP3s and put on my player.
Well, now that actually is a great component of infopreneurship. What all of those seminar leaders do is first you buy the seminar, or in the case of MMI, it's what we call a loss leader.
Yeah.
The weekend is free, but they know that on the back end they're so effective at selling that they will sell you the audio, the video, the series, the book, the 10 courses of $20,000 of 10
yeah.
powerful weekends. You know, and there's an entire business of infopreneuring.
Yeah.
That's not something that appeals to me, Andrew. You won't see that in my products. I don't have a whole coterie of things that I can offer you because I think that most people who buy things like that are the people who shouldn't be.
Okay.
I mean, most everyone doesn't open those.
Right.
You know, you listen to Millionaire Mind, but 95% of people who buy them won't.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. There are plenty of things that I have not yet gotten to. I have quite a library of things, and some of them I've gotten to, and some of them, well, okay, next year.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm looking at one right now, Reading Genius. I've never gotten to that one.
Oh, but aren't you already, though?
I might be. But
yeah.
I mean, if I had followed this plan, supposedly I could have read 10 times as many books by now.
So yeah, so there's someone that, like, who do you respect as a coach? When you think about your training as a coach and who's out there doing it on a larger scale than you, maybe doing it full time and already has a national platform, who is that person or who are those people?
Who has a national platform of, I mean, as a coach or as a business coach, as a person in a, I'm having trouble expressing myself. Do you mean their actual coaching style? Or do you mean their coaching business?
I mean, whoever it is that you look at them and you either think, oh, my gosh, this person is so good, or, oh, my gosh, I could do it so much better.
I can't think of anybody in the latter category, but I don't think there's anybody whose names would be familiar to people other than some of the people who are very great at marketing themselves, and I can't really speak to their coaching per se. I can only speak to how they've been able to market themselves as coaches. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you, if you could say how it goes, would you spend your whole life coaching people? I mean, is that really your essence, your passion, your reason you were placed on the planet?
It is a part of it. I would say that I would always be coaching because I got into coaching because I was always coaching. You know, I got into coaching when somebody asked me about coaching, becoming a coach, and asked me to take a look at a website, which was from a guy named David Wood, who has the Solution Box site. He's somebody I really admire as a as far as his business as a coach. I've never heard him coach anybody. But when I took a look at his site, I realized I'd been coaching for quite some time. I didn't know that was a business or a career.
Right, and I'm wondering, is there someone who you respect and who you would be able to partner with, provide value with your platform, share in their platform, and that would save you a lot of time and energy to get to the place that you want to get to?
I would say there may well be nobody whose name I would say right here, because I would want to tell them before I
right.
said it to anybody else.
Right. Guess what? I told 9,000 listeners that I'm going to be your mentee.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But sure, I would imagine there are a few people like that. But one of my, you know, going back to what you noticed, that I'm a fan of Anthony Robbins. He's certainly one of my biggest influences as somebody who coaches people. He coaches on a huge, huge scale, though.
Yeah, I think he's one of the first infopreneurs on such a visible platform.
Yeah.
And he was just able to really parlay that into other passions. You know, if you go to Fiji with Anthony Robbins, then you're going to get the whole lifestyle experience. You're going to get eating live and eating raw. You're going to get exercise as a component of productivity. He's taken the idea of coaching into the physical, the metaphysical, the emotional. I mean, it's
right.
just incredible. Now, granted, the guy's had, 30 years experience doing it. He's very good at what he
experience.
Does. But everybody else has robbed and duplicated.
Absolutely.
Or tried. You know, I mean, he's so good. I don't know anyone. I've never done any of his courses, but from everything that I hear and the people I meet who have taken his courses, they just fly.
Yeah, I took one 4-day course with him, and it was amazing. So, Sue, I believe it or not, we're down to our last 35 seconds.
Oh, that's sad.
It is
so
sad.
Many levels of wrong.
Thank you so very, very much for being a fantastic guest on my show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And again, Sue Gilad, say your website again real quick.
Sure, SueGilad.com.
Great. Thanks, Sue. We're going off the air in 5 seconds. And thanks again. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And good night.
I can't wait to see your sites, Andrew. Bye.
Bye-bye.